This morning and for the next several weeks, we are going to be looking at some places that we find in the Old Testament, some places of our faith, places that help to inform our faith, places that have important messages for us to remember and think about. So this morning, we're going to journey to Moriah, and I invite you to join me in your Bibles in the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter. And hear now God's word about a place called Moriah. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." And Abraham said, "Here I am." And God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to the young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there and we will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father, Abraham, "Father," and he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown them, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and he laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you've not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and then saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called this place, "The Lord will provide," as it has said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength, and our salvation. Amen. Mountain climbing is something that I don't know an awful lot about, but in doing some research and in what I do know about mountain climbing, it can be viewed as an extreme sport. It requires a good deal of training. It challenges a person in all of their endurance and all of their strength. Mountain climbers battle all sorts of elements. They brave all kinds of weather conditions. They brave all sorts of terrain, smooth and rocky, steep and narrow. You have to be quite physically fit in order to be a mountain climber. You have to have the proper equipment before you go on your journey. You probably likely have to also be very mentally fit. You have to be in the right place mentally and emotionally to know that you can allow yourself to climb to such great heights. And I would imagine that mountain climbers keep their eyes on the top of that mountain. They know that in order to get to the top, they have to focus on where they are. But the prize, the goal, the accomplishment, the end result is the top of the mountain, the peak of the climb. In our faith life, in our faith life, our spiritual lives, we also have mountains to climb. Today, we encounter a text of a mountain climbing experience for a man named Abraham. Abraham literally and figuratively has a mountain to climb. Now this particular text has captivated the imagination of numerous interpreters through the years, and there are many various directions that one could preach a sermon on this text. There are many parallels in this text to Abraham and a son and a three-day journey, much like God and a son Jesus and a three-day journey. So we could spend some time drawing the parallels between those texts and between a God and a father Abraham who so willingly are ready to sacrifice and give of their son. This text, in fact, has been misrepresented by Christians throughout the years. It's been used by some as a rationalization for mistreating children, an unfair interpretation of God's word. This text, though, this morning, calls us to take a deep, close look on what it means to climb mountains with our faith. What it means in our faith life to be a mountain climber taking a journey. And it calls us to reflect on how we get that journey underway. What leads us and sustains us through the journey, and what promise waits for us at the end. God calls Abraham. God calls Abraham to do the impossible, to sacrifice his one and only son. The son, in fact, that God had promised him. You remember the text where God says that he's going to bless Abraham and his wife Sarah even in their old age. And Sarah laughs at God and says, "Certainly not at our old age can we birth a son." But God promises that God will give this son to them, and in fact, this son will follow in the lineage of Abraham and lead to a people of faith. God says, "I'm going to give you this son, and I'm going to bless you, Abraham, and I'm going to bless your people that they may be as numerous as the stars." So God then asked Abraham to do something impossible. We hear in this asking, perhaps we remember another story that we know about Abraham. A time that God asked Abram, at that time Abram, not Abraham, to do something else that was impossible. To set out on a journey to go where God would send Abram. God wasn't going to give all the details, but Abram was to go where God would send him. And so here again, Abraham is invited by God to go and do the impossible. Abraham simply makes himself available to follow God. Abraham's response to God when God tells him that he must sacrifice his one and only son, Abraham simply responds, "Here I am. Here I am." And Abraham sticks with that response. In fact, that's the response we find three times in this text. Abraham first says it to God when God says, "Abraham," and Abraham says, "Here I am." And then later on, Isaac asks his father something, and Abraham says, "Here I am." And then later on, the angel calls out Abraham, and Abraham says, "Here I am." So Abraham, in order to climb the mountain that is before him, first makes himself available simply by saying, "Here I am. Here I am." And then Abraham makes himself available because Abraham knows that God is trustworthy and God is faithful. Abraham stands at the brink of hearing the impossible task of sacrificing his son. And Abraham stands there and remembers the same God who's asking him to sacrifice his son. It's the same God who said, "Abram, go where I send you. And don't stop until you've gotten to where I send you. And when you get there, you can know that I am God and that I am trustworthy and true." And so Abram remembers this story. He remembers that God has been with him in the past and that perhaps now God might be with him in the present. He also remembers that story I've already mentioned of God promising him a son and Sarah, his wife, laughing in God's face. And yet God was faithful to God's promise. Abram and Sarah birthed a son named Isaac. So as Abraham hears the call from God to go and sacrifice his son, Abraham knows with all of his heart that he can trust God, that God is trustworthy and true, that God has called him to do things in the past, and God has showed up just like he promised. And so Abram can say, "Here I am," and begin to climb that mountain literally and figuratively, because Abraham knows that God has been with him in the past and will be with him in the future. Abraham trusts deeply that God has his best interest at heart, and that wherever God calls Abraham, God will go with him. God will show up and God will be faithful, because Abraham knows that God is trustworthy and faithful. We don't get any clues in this text of the emotional anxiety that likely is going on inside of Abraham. He's just heard that he needs to sacrifice his son. And we can all imagine the emotional anxiety that literally would be tearing us apart. We would be sick to our stomachs. Our hearts would be pounding. Perhaps there would be anger and tears and fears. And yet, Abraham knows that God is trustworthy and faithful. Isaac asks his father, "Daddy, where is the lamb?" And Abraham says, "God himself will provide the lamb." Verse 8. Abraham was so convinced that God was faithful and that God was trustworthy that even when asked whatever emotionally was going on inside of him, that he could look at his son and respond, "God will provide the lamb. God will provide Isaac." And they continued on their mountain. Abraham trusts God. The word trust means to have a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, or the strength of someone else. Abraham has a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, the strength of God. Without a shadow of a doubt, Abraham trusts God. Abraham knows that God is reliable. Abraham knows that God is true. Abraham knows that God is able. And Abraham knows that God is his strength. You and I are invited to have this kind of trust in the mountains that we climb in life. We are called to put our trust in God, a God that's been faithful in the past and a God that has promised, and we've lived into the present, the promises of God. We are invited to trust God, to trust God where we are, to trust God when we're sitting in an intensive care unit with a family member and the doctors have said there's absolutely nothing else that can be done medically. We are called to put our trust in God. Sometimes we found ourselves in an unhealthy job situation, and for whatever reason, perhaps it's time to leave behind that job and start another one. We put our trust in God. Maybe in our relationships, we want to seek reconciliation where there's brokenness. We want to step out and try to do the impossible and mend a broken relationship with a child, a parent, a friend, a sibling. We put our trust in God. when we're going to have a difficult conversation, whether that's at work or that's with our professor or our teacher at school, if it's as a parent with our child, if it's a child with our parent, whatever the difficult conversation perhaps that needs to be had with a doctor so the best help can be received, we put our trust in God. That as we have that difficult conversation, that God will pave the way for the right words to be said, and that God will show up in God's way to be present with us. When we move to a new place, when we go to college for the first time, when we start kindergarten, we put our trust in God. Ashley read to us from Matthew 6 that we are called to seek first the kingdom of God, to not worry about tomorrow, for today has enough troubles of its own. And so we seek God first. We put our trust in God and know that God is with us. When I found myself in that place with that mountain to climb looming in the distance, my mantra has been a verse of scripture from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And it says this, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge God. It's become my mantra at the start of that mountain so that I can begin to climb because I trust in the Lord with all of my heart. I don't lean on my own understanding. Abraham didn't lean on his own understanding. Abraham acknowledged God and followed God. Abraham trusted in the Lord with all of his heart. And in the midst of that trust, what Abraham knew to be true was that God would respond, that God would show up, that God would provide. In the story, the sacrifice is beginning to happen. His one and only son is laid there on the altar. Again, no insight into the anxiety that Abraham might be feeling at the moment. But we can assume that Abraham is standing there with his feet dug in the ground, trusting in the Lord with all of his heart, leaning not on his own understanding. And the angel calls out to Abraham, stop, don't do it. Abraham, you have proven that you trust God. And Abraham looked up, and in the thicket was a ram, caught in the thicket with its horns. Just as Abraham had said, Isaac, the Lord will provide a lamb. And there in the thicket was that lamb. This week, Hurricane Katrina survivors sent messages to those who were facing the effects of Hurricane Harvey. And their message was this, trust God. Don't panic and love your family. People who had literally lost everything that belonged to them said to other people who were literally losing everything that belonged to them, trust God. Don't panic. Love your family. This week, we've watched many climbing the mountain after the aftermath of a hurricane. And we've seen how God is providing in the midst of that natural disaster. We've seen pictures of folks pulling their trailers with boats behind them down south in order to help with the rescue efforts. We've seen the power trucks on their way to Texas. And we've watched as humanitarian agencies land on the ground there and begin to respond in relief efforts to the people in the midst of their devastation. Even here at Myers Memorial, we've started giving items for flood buckets that can be used for cleanup in the months and years to come. Perhaps we've considered giving a monetary donation to UMCOR. because the Lord is providing. The Lord will provide. Because people trust God. Today, many of us are climbing mountains. As your pastor, I know some of the mountains that you're climbing. Some of those mountains are medical. Some of them are relational. Some of them are job related. As friends who sit alongside of each other this morning, you know some of the mountains the people nearest to you are facing. And yet there are many of us here this morning that our mountains are unknown to anyone but ourselves. I don't know what mountain each of us are climbing. I do know that if we put our trust in God, if we trust God with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, God will provide. God will show up and God will provide. Moriah, the name of the mountain that Abraham climbed, and the name of the place that Abraham announced, this is the mount where the Lord has provided. Friends, in your mountains, the Lord will provide. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.